Chapter 1. Shooting for the Moon. Some honeymoon symphonies are like the Boston Philharmonic. Others are like, twinkle, twinkle, little star, where the heck are ya? Most people think, wow, the honeymoon, I can't wait. That's when the bells, whistles, and sirens all come together. And that mighty crescendo is the sign that you'll live happily ever after. Eventually have a couple of those, what do you call them? Children. If you're like most couples, you're going to find that the honeymoon isn't quite what you thought it would be. If you are sexually inexperienced, you are not going to create a symphony. But think about it. If there's a job that requires good old on-the-job training and lots of it, what job would you rather have? Others of you have had sexual experiences with one or more partners. You might have been married before. You might have gone through the loss of your first spouse. You might have experienced things in your childhood you never should have experienced. Because the very nature of sexual experiences is so intimate, those memories will also be a part of your relationship with your spouse. If you have pushed the panic button, rest assured that you are not alone. You'd think that sex would be one of the easiest acts to master in life, but quite frankly, it takes some doing. So how can you prepare yourself emotionally, physically, and mentally to become one on your honeymoon and beyond? We will start with questions from people who are inexperienced sexually. Question: My husband and I started dating when we were in college and dated for 3.5 years until we were both through college and grad school. But sometimes I wonder if we waited too long. We couldn't do it for so long, and now that we're on our honeymoon, all of a sudden, we can. I just can't seem to make the switch in my head. Neither of us can relax. Answer: It is hard to flip the switch, especially for a woman. A woman needs the atmosphere, the environment, the cuddling, the words, the right timing. Everything has to be right for her to feel cherished and loved. So many people make their honeymoon a time when they have to go see places. But instead of focusing on the sights, why not instead make it a time to see each other in a beautiful and romantic spot? Instead of rushing off to a local tourist attraction, a special dinner, or the beach, take things slow. Take your time. Wake up and cuddle. Spend a day completely naked. Touch and revel in each other's bodies. Don't answer the phone. Order room service. This isn't your time to have to figure out everything about sex and perfect the act. It's your time to laugh, stroke, have fun. It's your time to relax and just enjoy being together. Question: I started taking birth control pills about 3 months before our honeymoon because we want to plan our family. It has been hard to wait for sex over all the years I've been single. Sex has been constantly on my mind. But now that we're married, my sex drive seems way lower. Is something wrong with me? Or could the birth control pills be making me less interested? Answer: The first thing you need to do is explain to your husband what's happening in your mind and body so that it becomes our problem, not your problem. Go together to the OBGYN, explain the situation, and discuss options. You could try other formulations of birth control pills or other forms of birth control. The most important thing is that the two of you are now a unit, and you have to work together. Magazines gossip about how taking birth control pills inhibits your sex drive, and there might be some truth to that for some women. But the real issue, to me, is what's happening in your mind and in your heart, and how the two of you are working together. Question: The first time my wife and I had sex, I wanted it to be perfect for her. I thought I was being really gentle, going really slow. Then she started crying. So I stopped and ran a long, hot bath for her, and even ran to the store to get some lavender, her favorite scent. She sat in the tub and cried some more. Then she called her mom and talked for 2 hours. What am I doing wrong? Answer: You're doing everything right. We could auction you off on eBay for big bucks. But when you enter her with Mr. Happy all puffed up and energetic, she is going to be sore.